Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes strong pitch for Atmanirbhar Bharat, urging the nation to reduce dependency on other countries. Stresses on Made in India products across all sectors, from chips to ships. Prime Minister reviews progress of National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal in Gujarat, says world's largest maritime museum will showcase India's ancient traditions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to embark on official visit to Morocco today to inaugurate first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa at Beheshid. White House clarifies new H-1B visa fee of $100,000 will be one-time payment to be imposed only on new applicants. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 stage clash in Dubai. And in badminton, star Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to play in men's doubles final at China Masters in Shenzhen today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid a strong emphasis on Atmanirbhar Bharat, stating that India's biggest enemy is its dependence on foreign countries and the nation must overcome it. He stressed the importance of domestic production across all sectors, from semiconductor chips to ships. Mr. Modi was speaking at the Samudra Se Smriddhi event in Gujarat's Bhavnagar yesterday. The Prime Minister asserted that the future of 140 crore Indians cannot be left in the hands of external forces, nor can the commitments to national development rely on foreign dependency. He declared that the solution to 100 problems is one, building an Atmanirbhar Bharat.
Desh ke vikas ke sankalp ko hum dusron ki nirbharta par nahi chhod sakte. Hum bhavi pidi ke bhavishya ko daav par nahi laga sakte. Aur isliye 100 dukhon ki ek hi dawai hai aur wo hai Atmanirbhar Bharat. Lekin iske liye hame dusre deshon par apni nirbharta lagatar kam karte jana hoga.
Mr. Modi said the country is now working rigorously to reclaim its legacy and emerge as a global maritime power. He announced that the sector would soon adopt a one nation, one port procedure, aiming to simplify port procedures across the country. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex, NMHC, at the ancient town of Lothal near Ahmedabad. The NMHC is being developed at a cost of 4,500 crore rupees at the historic site, which was once a significant trading center of the Indus Valley Civilization. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, once completed, NMHC will be the world's largest maritime museum and it will showcase India's ancient maritime traditions while serving as a hub for tourism, research, education and skill development. The Prime Minister also undertook an aerial survey of Dholera Smart City. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco beginning today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, Mr. Singh will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdel Latif Loudiei, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Beheshid. Mr. Singh will call on Morocco's Minister of Industry and Trade, Riyad Mansour, to explore avenues for industrial collaboration. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said left-wing extremism will be completely eradicated from the country by March next year. In an interview with the private channel, Mr. Shah said, incidents of violence in three major hotspot areas, including the northeast and left-wing extremism-affected areas, have reduced by 75% over the past decade due to the government's efforts. Highlighting the achievements of the Narendra Modi government, the Home Minister said in less than 11 years, the government has provided housing, electricity, toilets, gas, drinking water and health coverage worth 5 lakh rupees to 60 crore people.
In just 11 years, 600 million poor people in the country have been provided with homes, electricity, toilet, gas, clean drinking water, 5 kilograms of grain per person every month, and medicine and hospital facilities worth up to 5 lakh rupees. All these problems, which 600 million people had been waiting for 7 decades, were solved in just one decade.
In a landmark move towards simplifying the tax structure and easing the financial burden on citizens, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Independence Day address this year, announced the next generation GST reforms. The new tax rates will be implemented from Monday. Today we'll take a look at the potential impact of these reforms on the automobile sector.
The GST Council on the 3rd of this month announced a series of next-generation GST reforms providing big relief to the citizens through significant tax reduction on automobiles. Two-wheeler bikes and a small cars now will be taxed at 18% from the earlier 28%. Meanwhile, 40% tax will be levied on large cars and cess on these vehicles has been eliminated. This move by the government will reduce the effective tax on large cars, making them more affordable for the buyers. The reduction in taxes on these vehicles will make cars more affordable for customers, which will also boost the auto sector. Sharing his views on reduction of GST, a customer, Sayyed, said that GST on automobiles from 28% to 18% is a welcome relief, especially for the middle class, as owning a vehicle has become far more affordable and accessible now. The new GST rates will come into effect from Monday. With Rishu Jaiswal, Soumya Sharan for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The White House has issued a major clarification regarding United States' new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt issued a clarification yesterday, hours before the new policy is set to come into effect today. In a social media post, Ms. Leavitt said, those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside of the country right now will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. It will not affect renewals or current visa holders. India has said it is examining the implications of the United States' decision to impose $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the U.S. H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including the Indian industry. In a statement, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the industry in both India and the U.S. has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. Meanwhile, the Government of India has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring about transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring for you an overview of how the Narendra Modi government has provided tax relief and assured pensions.
Over the past 11 years, the government has gone beyond token measures to make a real difference in the lives of the middle class. From lowering income tax rates to simplifying returns, every move has been aligned with the core idea of letting citizens keep more of what they earn. The most recent tax reforms, especially those in the Union Budget 2025-26, are a clear sign that the government has placed its trust in the middle class as a pillar of national growth. Another major decision was that individuals earning up to 12 lakh rupees annually will have to pay no income tax except on special incomes like capital gains. In his video message after the presentation of the Union Budget, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said that the government is ensuring tax relief for poor and middle class.
NDA सरकार ने पिछले 10 साल में ये सुनिश्चित किया है कि गरीब और मध्यम वर्ग को लगातार टैक्स से राहत मिलती रहे। इस बजट में भी इनकम टैक्स में कटौती और स्टैंडर्ड डिडक्शन में वृद्धि का फैसला लिया गया है। टीडीएस के नियमों को भी सरल किया गया है। इन कदमों से हर टैक्स पेयर को अतिरिक्त बचत होने वाली है।
To make tax compliance easier, individual taxpayers are now provided with pre-filled income tax returns. In another major step to strengthen social security for government employees and their families, the Union Cabinet approved the Unified Pension Scheme in August last year. The scheme ensures an assured pension of 50% of the average basic pay drawn during the last 12 months before retirement, applicable to employees with at least 25 years of service. The scheme is expected to benefit around 23 lakh central government employees from tax relief that leaves more money in their hands to pension schemes that promise security in old age. The last 11 years have seen a steady and sincere effort to make life easier, fairer and more dignified for millions.
In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. We have more in our sports roundup.
This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. India secured a convincing 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in their group stage encounter last week. The men in blue, defending champions at the Asia Cup after their title triumph in 2023 in ODI format, entered the contest on the back of a 21-run victory over Oman. On the other hand, Pakistan sealed their Super 4 berth with a 41-run win over the host UAE. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face top 6 world champions Kim Won Ho and Seong-ji of South Korea in men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. The Indian pair defeated two-time Olympic medalists Arun Chia and Shova Yik of Malaysia 21-17, 21-14 in the semi-final yesterday. Ritu Srivastava from his sports desk.
Former CEO of Prasar Bharati K.S. Sarma passed away at the age of 80 in Hyderabad yesterday. He had been battling health issues in recent days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. H1 not to be in the land of the fee. Trump slaps additional $100,000 fee per H1B worker entry, valid for 12 months but can be extended, is a front page headline in the Times of India. Hindustan Times reports that a cyber attack targeting check-in and boarding systems has disrupted air traffic and caused delays at several major airports of Europe. Our dependence on other countries is our biggest enemy, says PM. No alternative to self-reliance, chips or ships, they must be made in India, reports the Indian Express, quoting PM Modi. Veteran Malayalam actor Mohanlal will be honoured with the country's highest cinema honour, Dada Saheb Phalke Award, for 2023, reports Hindustan Times. Asia Cup, Park skip pre-match presser ahead of Super 4 clash against India, notes the Sunday Statesman. And finally, news that's surely going to bring cheer. Leading appliance makers have reduced prices of white goods as companies extend GST benefits to consumers, writes Sunday Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi makes strong pitch for Atmanirbhar Bharat, urging the nation to reduce dependency on other countries. Stresses on Made in India products across all sectors, from chips to ships. Prime Minister reviews progress of National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal in Gujarat, says world's largest maritime museum will showcase India's ancient traditions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to embark on official visit to Morocco today to inaugurate first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa at Beheshids. White House clarifies new H-1B visa fee of $100,000 will be one-time payment to be imposed only on new applicants. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Pakistan in Super 4 stage clash in Dubai. And in badminton, star Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty to play in men's doubles final China Masters in Shenzhen today. And with that, we end the